Hey, what a Wednesday, huh? I thought 2020 was over. Apparently, there's still a little bit of garbage that needs to get through the disposal to clear it all out, I guess. So, I don't
Yeah,
know if
but
we count the first week. Count the first week as a.
it's 2021. Let's go. I want all the smoke. I want to see it all. Let's go. I'm ready. Nothing is surprising me on anything right now. Let's go.
It's not surprising, but it's almost just like, wait, am I in a movie? Did I wake up and is there
Nah,
something?
not at all. No, nah, not at all. I've been seeing this movie my whole life, so hey.
Oh my goodness. Welcome everybody to Girl Chat
Welcome.
Sports, first episode of 2021, and we are
Yes.
happy that you're joining us. Make sure to take a minute, go ahead and share. Start a watch party.
Please.
Have your friends join in. Because
Absolutely.
clearly we all need something else to watch today. Because
There's so much going on. It's not even about that. There's other
no.
tea
Oh,
out there in the
tons of
realm.
stuff.
There's other tea out there. Like
Yeah.
I now see I'm hearing Kanye West is with a cosmetics giant now in Wyoming.
Wait,
Oh
what?
yeah. Tell you all about that. Von Miller. Von
Oh.
Miller. Von Miller is a savage.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. I don't know if you heard about his
I
tweets and
have
his
not.
escapade. Oh,
I
it's
did
that's why I
hear
said
a little bit.
2021 has a whole bunch. It's layers to this stuff. I'm not talking even about today. This is 2021. Let's go.
Well, because I just got back from a little trip where I had no real like I wasn't attached to the world, so I didn't, except for like myself. I mean, I wasn't like intertwined. I didn't see ESPN for 6 days. I didn't watch any news. So I literally woke up today and was like,
Were you able to
oh.
watch your game?
I watched it, parts of it when I had good Wi-Fi.
Okay. All right.
Enough
At
to
least you
know
got
that we
that.
won. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
But
good. That's good.
I
That's
watched
good.
parts of
Yeah.
it. So
Yeah. Very good.
yeah.
So much stuff
Clearly
going
I'm
on.
missing out. I think I heard something about
Von
Von
Miller
Miller, but I
is a
didn't
savage.
hear
Yes, he is.
didn't
Oh my
hear
God. That's why I'm saying
the
2021 is a
whole
savagery. Let's just go. Let's go. I already declared this year before 2020 ended, saying it's either going to be the year that starts the beginning of stuff hitting the fan, or it's
story.
going to go back. This stuff is hitting the fan. Let's just go. And I'm back here observing and watching and just sitting back, just basking in it,
Just
reading
basking in it.
everything. That's it's looking. I'm like, hey,
Yeah. See, that's my thing is
in my
today
business.
I was gonna catch up on sports and kind of go through some topics. And then I got pulled into this craziness. And then I was hearing other things. And then stuff in Kenosha and everything else. I was like, okay, when are we gonna hit that restart? When's that, control alt delete actually happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
we
don't
hope it will come. Then. I mean, just say,
know. Ooh.
or
Oh
I'll
yeah.
watch.
What up, Nate? Thanks for dropping in. Oh, look at who's got some time from work.
Natalie,
Thanks for
happy New Year! I didn't
Yeah.
even get a chance to hit you up. I'm so sorry. I meant to hit you up for New Year's too. And
Yeah.
you're back in the cyber world because you had kind of tapped out on the social media thing, and she's
She's got her
back. She's
YouTube. Apparently her YouTube is
Oh,
working.
okay. She's
She's
in the YouTube. Okay.
yes,
So watching
yes.
us on YouTube, that does not count. That's perfect that you're watching us and still supporting. So I appreciate that.
Totally.
If you don't want to get back
Totally.
into that, don't get back into it. I hear you on that, sister, all day. But
Yeah.
it is another Wednesday vibing. Regardless of what's going on in your world, you guys are now tapped into Girl Chat Sports. So let's get into some sports. Let's talk about it.
Whoo,
We
let's get
got
into it.
some good NBA action and injuries.
What's been happening with the NBA? Let's just start with that because I really haven't focused on that. I know that Beal just had a career high with like 60 points, but then they still lose, which is.
Steph Curry hit 62
And
and
Steph
won.
hit 62 and won.
Yes, and won.
Yes.
Yes.
Against the Blazers, which are pretty good. So it wasn't like he just went up against a.
No, and him and Dame Dollar, I love their darbing back and forth and then the respect at the end. It was
Yeah.
perfect,
It was
because
good. I really enjoyed
yeah, because
that.
he brought it to Dame Dollar. That was a good
How's your
look.
Lakers doing?
My Lakers are fine. My
I know they're
Lakers are
still on
five and
top.
two.
Okay.
We're 5-2. Right now Philly is on top. Philly, I think, has only lost one game so far.
But you guys are at top of the West.
We're the top of the West for sure.
Right.
We're right under Philly. Philly's
But
right under
so
us.
the
We're right around
injuries
there.
haven't plagued you guys or nothing.
I mean, I want to see just more player development, but I don't think we've had any kind of crazy injuries or anything like that.
Right.
LeBron, you know, we talked about him last week about his age and all of that and contributing to
hairline.
Yes, the hairline situation, you know. So they just do it. I really got to give props to Phoenix, though. I really do, because Monty Williams is really trying some with that team, and they're actually doing some work too, and they're up in the West too as well. Brooklyn is 2-3, maybe 2-4 now. I don't know if they.
No, I think they're 4-4. I saw they're 4-4, but they have not been doing well. And I know that KD, yeah, and KD apparently had COVID contact or something, so he's gonna be out for like a week, possibly missing like 4 games.
Yeah,
that's pretty major. I mean,
and then your Bulls. Let's talk. What's going on? They're 2-3 for sure, right?
Honestly, I don't know. I've been gone. And here's the deal. I had a little layover in Chicago, and I'm like, boom, you know what? I'm going to pack my cold weather gear and my Jordan's hoodie because I'm going to go see the statue when I'm there. Because whenever I'm in Chicago, I got to say hi to my man. Say what's up. Give him respects to get to the statue. Nobody that I had talked to and told them, hey, I'm about to go past the statue was like, oh, hang on. No, you can't do that now. Because since I was last in Chicago, which was probably 4 or 5 years ago, where the statue was outside and people could go around it and there was a little gate around it, I got to the United Center and there's no statue. And I'm like, I know it was right here. I know where I was. I went past it twice. We went and saw a Black Sox game one day, and the next day we saw a Bulls game. Shout out to Cynthia, who was with me in Chicago the last trip. And so now apparently Jordan's statue is within this new building that they have built attached to United Center, and it was closed and gated off.
Why?
Well, I'm guessing they put it in the building because that's just, it's going to be a permanent space. But usually I'm sure it's open for people to come through and visit. But I'm sure because of COVID that there's no tourists to go through.
Gotcha. That's what did it.
That was a little disheartening. But so I don't know what my Bulls are at right now. If anybody's out there and wants to chime in and let us know.
What is it? They're like 2-3 the last time I checked.
Well, I know most teams have played like 7-8 games.
But not all of them. I think some have not. So when I checked last, some are at 5, some are, you know, it's not all of them are playing consistently the same. But they may have changed. I looked at the standings last night and I could have sworn they were still 2-3. That could be wrong. And Golden State and the Clippers are playing tonight. That should be interesting. Steph can't do it alone. He still needs people.
He can't do it alone. And I thought, you know, at least
62 was great, but he can't do that every night. Just know that. Mom
chapping in.
Yes, hi, mom. Hey.
Even though she told me about 6 hours ago, she was walking her dog and they never got back to me. So I'm glad you're alive still, mom. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, she got distracted. There's a lot of distractions today. She just got a little distracted.
Well, you know, she likes to like hamper in and sit there watching the stories unfold. So I'm sure she's full of all the topics.
But
so I don't know. I'm interested to see how the COVID continues on with NBA. Cause it sounds like there's still a lot going on. I know like in college basketball, you know, the whole NCAA tournament's now going to be in Indianapolis.
They bubbled that. They need to.
Yeah. Even
March Madness, that's what it's going to have to be.
The whole thing. That's what they got to do.
You got to do it.
It's just crazy that, you know, that's something that everybody's used to going to see and going to like, you know, a tournament or going to a location. And now it's all in one place. What happens if COVID breaks out there? And everybody got it because they're all in the same place. That's a lot of teams, y'all. That's a lot of teams.
A lot of people were out on the strip for New Year's.
Nate chimed in. 4-4. The Bulls are 4-4.
Okay. All right, Bulls. Okay. Even Steven. It's very early. It's very early in the season.
It's real
early.
It is very it's super early.
Yeah.
And that's probably why I haven't really chimed in yet on basketball.
Well, you know, come February.
My boyfriend's leaving right now. Like, my boyfriend is about to leave me. It is coming to, we are a wild card weekend this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I only have a couple more weeks with him. That's it. So I can't, it's too hard for me to move on yet. I can't do it. I can't do it. Oh, Bulls and Kings, halftime. Okay. Thanks, Nate. Hey, Tara. Thanks for checking in. So we hope everybody had a safe and happy new year. Hopefully we all have a resolution or two or none that you may or may not keep. And there was a couple stories I found interesting. So, okay, college football. None of us really are taking the season seriously.
Right.
it now is going to gone down to Alabama and Ohio State that'll be in the championship, right, which is supposedly January 11th, but there seems to be some hesitancy still because of COVID. Everything is due to COVID right now. So we'll see if it continues and stays on the 11th or not. But the thing is that Ohio State is having some COVID issues with testing and some positive cases. So they're wondering if they should delay it. But here's still, didn't Ohio State kind of get the backdoor entry into the playoffs to begin with? And now they want to help possibly delay the championship because of what they're dealing with. But no one else got that. No one else got, oh, well, you can still play even though you didn't win 9 games. Or, oh, you can still... we'll hold off a little bit because you have COVID right now. No, it's just Ohio State. Why?
And they balled out. So they probably sure feel that they have the right to do what they do right now.
Their quarterback Fields is
not that it's not that it's right, because it's not right. They should not. They still, and they still shouldn't have been there, you know. But the fact that they did, and they're going up against Alabama, and now they're doing some little trickery. They want to kind of stall.
Yeah, I can't. It's too much.
Well, it's not like taking it seriously. It's like we would have this discussion. Do we put an asterisk on the college season? Yes, of course we do. This is what the asterisk
and how
like.
Much and how much of that beatdown that Ohio State put on Clemson is going to put on Trevor Lawrence entering the draft? Does this season even count for his? I mean, yeah, they still think he's Trevor going first, Lawrence. Of course.
It's still going first.
Did he perform that the way he was supposed to in this game? Either
I didn't see it. I didn't catch it, so I don't know. But the thing of it is, it's still Trevor Lawrence, and he's still going to get drafted. Is he going to be the number one, or is the new Heisman candidate that just got elected announced? Is he going to be the number one draft?
Like, Smith. He had a great Smith,
and he had a great, yeah. And so, I mean, Trevor Lawrence is fine, yeah. Regardless of this loss. This
plus asterisk, the Jags, plus the Jags need a quarterback.
Yeah, so. And this is an asterisk season for college hoops. I mean, football. We've talked about how that is. So, yeah, it is. It really is. But you know, God bless them. Let them try. So a day of Sunday NFL filled day, and yours truly did not watch not one game.
I tried not to watch games here game. And there as I had service, but I did catch a Sunday night football game with the Eagles and the Washington football team. Well, here's the, you know, the Giants beat the Cowboys, so they were like ready to go and win the NFC trash division.
That was probably the best news of the day.
Right. So they're waiting for, you know, Philly to beat the Washington football team. Well, fourth quarter hits and head coach decides he's going to take Jalen Hurts out.
Mm-hmm. I heard those things.
Okay. So Giants fans and Eagles fans are going at it back and forth. There's new and old Giants players that are talking about how that's a disrespect to the game. The Giants coach went in and was like, that's disrespectful to the game of football. You don't try and tank a game, blah, blah, blah. They're just mad too. But guess what, Giants, if you weren't so sucky, you would have already been on top of your division.
Right.
No? I mean, I don't understand the – I mean,
that
I get
NFC your – NFC East is like the worst division ever known to this NFL. Like, they're just not it's
laughable. It's sad.
It's level. All these teams, they weren't even above 500, and they're in the playoffs. Like, and they're playing in a, like, it makes no sense.
And then the Bears, which I think, are they at 500? I don't.
You're right there, I think. They're going to lose, too. Like, we're looking at these wild cards, and we're the only one I'm really curious about probably would be Cleveland and Pittsburgh to see what happens with that one. I'm worried about you and your Rams. And I'm worried about you guys and the Rams.
A lot of people are worried about that.
I'm just a little worried about that. How are you feeling? How are you feeling about that?
I'm good. I'm good about it. Okay. And here's the deal. What I've found out, Jamal Adams is like, I'm playing, period. Like, I'm a warrior. I don't care if my shoulders hurt. I'm going to have something on it. I'm playing through all this. This is my time. I'm a warrior. Here I go. So I'm happy that he'll be playing. It sounds like our official starting five offensive line will all be playing in the game together, which has only happened in 5 other games this season. So out of all 17 games, only 5 have our starting offensive line played together, and they went 5-0.
Okay.
Carlos Hyde is back. He didn't get to travel with the team last because of COVID or illness or someone or the other. He's playing. I mean, I was impressed by Collins' touchdown last game too. I mean, we've got players. The only thing that I'm I'm not concerned with is that obviously there's the DK and the Ramsey matchup, which mm-hmm. was difficult for DK last game. I think mm-hmm. he did still score. However, he didn't have his usual DK plays. So yeah. that's going to leave Tyler Lockett hopefully open to like basically getting all these passes. We just need Russ to be present.
And y'all defense to be there too. But they'll make that happen.
I feel like the defense is going to be there. I mean, here's the deal. It's going to probably be a low scoring game. The Rams have a great defense. So do mm-hmm. we. I feel like we have a good defense. I feel like Jamal Adams playing, we've got even a better defense. They made some moves with practice squad and bringing, like, we got our tight end Luke Wilson back, and Russell Wilson loves him some Luke Wilson in the end zone. So that's a good thing. He came off the practice squad. He had left the team earlier this season, played a couple, I can't remember what team he went to, and now he's back. So I'm excited for that as okay. well. But I'm hopeful. It's at home. We were I think we're 7-1 at home or something right now. So
how are you against the Rams? What's your guys' record with them?
1-1.
1-1. So you guys are.
But the one we lost, we didn't have our starting five offensive linemen either.
Oh, okay. Huh. And then you saw,
you know, but the big question, huh?
Oh, I was just saying, in the past years as a franchise, your guys' rivalry with the Rams, how's the record been? Have you guys always come on top?
I know with McElvey, they have an upper hand. I think it's like 5-3 against us. Okay. But I don't know what it is like long term.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, and then also,
but for this season, if you're 1-1, that's still great odds. I mean, it's going to be interesting. Yeah.
And that was, you know, and then also the other question is who's going to play quarterback for the Rams? We still don't know if Goff's going to be.
You're right. They haven't announced.
They haven't announced it. No. So I don't know. She's going to show.
DK is going to go, sounds just like a typical Seahawks fan.
But here's the deal. If he doesn't go nuts, that's leaving Tyler Lockett, David Moore. We've got options. It's not just DK. So if Ramsey can just stick to DK and not deal with anybody else, that's fine. I'm okay with that. Granted, we like DK for these big plays and the big catches, but when it comes down to it, our go-tos that are solid, that are always there, Tyler Lockett's always there. David Moore always seems to get these end zone grabs. So mm-hmm. we should be okay. Like I said, it's going to be on Russell, really. It'll be on Russ to see, you know, which Russell shows up.
Yeah.
And he's been doing well in the last few games, but we haven't really had, I mean, our opponents last few games, you know, Cardinals, Rams, we haven't faced those same ones that we were facing being a season.
Right. Right.
I don't know. Let me take a quick break real quick because I forgot to show this last week, but I wanted to just once again pat myself on the back for
good job.
Being the men's league fantasy football champion back to back.
Congratulations.
I'll be keeping this sucker one more year in my house. So.
Oh my gosh. So what are you going to have the guys do this year? Because you didn't really get a chance to have them do anything last year.
Exactly.
So they've got to do something this year.
What happened is that this year we were supposed to have pink hoodies or tank tops. I was picking all their names, blah, blah, blah. Well, then we had the summer of Black Lives Matter. So I had everybody change their name to someone that was impacted or who had died due to the hands of police brutality. That was what we did. However, this year, pending no COVID, there will be, again, me picking everybody's names. And probably, I was thinking pink hoodies or tank tops because it's summertime, but I might think of something worse.
I think pink you still could have done a pink hoodie.
Well, you know. I know. I'm going
to. Just to make them wear pink, regardless.
Yeah. And here's the other topic, Josh Gordon. So he still hasn't been given given no information on him. And shout out to Josh Gordon because this is one of his hoodies. This is from the collection. He's got a shop, Josh Gordon, which I bought this because I was like, bam, I'm going to have it in time for when he starts because he was playing in like 2 weeks. Mm. So now I'm just going to wear it.
Nice.
In his honor.
Well, hopefully you'll get some results on that to see what happens with him.
I mean, they need to. I just.
Y'all need him too. He'd be helpful. That's for sure.
I mean, just have another option.
Right.
You know? Especially with something, because here's the deal. We play the Rams twice a year. They know us. We know them. We just played them. So it's not like there's any kind of surprises. And if Schottenheimer can get it together and have some great plays pulled up his sleeve that we can surprise him, that'd be great. But at the same time as, do we want to waste it all on the Rams? Like, if we can go ahead and move forward after the Rams and then potentially play like the Saints, we got to keep our stuff together. We got to leave this game with no injuries too. That's part of the issue.
Man, they're getting, these players are getting busted up, banged up. It is getting crazy that, you know, as we get into the postseason, this is what, where we're at.
When it's coming. And this is what it comes down to.
Yeah, like, and it comes down to it.
More than anything else. So yeah,
for sure.
I'm just, yeah, I'm hoping all goes well.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a great, great look. I mean, I have my predictions on the AFC side. I don't have predictions on the NFC. I don't know who's coming out of your guys' thing. It could be Green Bay. It could be, I don't know. I really don't know. But yeah. I'm saying this. Aaron Rodgers, regardless. It's
through Green Bay, period.
Yes. Regardless of it all, I think Aaron Rodgers needs the MVP this season. Give that man his flowers. He has done everything but cure COVID and cancer in that last game. He did it all. The man is a beast.
Maybe he could have got an extra couple of minutes. You know, maybe he'd be able to cure
COVID. He is a beast. Right. Bring it on. But give that man his, he deserves it. He deserves it, hands down. Debate me if you want, guys. Tap in and see what you think. But Aaron Rodgers, I'm sorry. He's that guy. He is that guy. And I see that John Elway has moved away from GM of the Broncos to the last game against the Raiders.
He is
now president of football operations for the Denver Broncos. So, yeah, we knew that was going to be probably an issue. We knew, and we called it, that the Chargers coach was going to lose his job. Anthony Lynn, after four seasons, we knew that was coming.
Can we talk about the job losses real quick?
Yeah, go for it. Keep going.
I'd read some posts about it earlier on Facebook, and it was interesting that I read, because I had to go back through my notifications and kind of see how they did. But, and I believe it was just ESPN, I think like Bleacher and like CBS News, they had all worded it all the same, like, okay, Jaguars fire Doug Marrone. Jets fire Adam Gase. Chargers fire Anthony Lynn.
That's gonna be my next one.
Well, when it came to ESPN, it was Jets part ways with Adam Gase. Jaguars part ways with Doug Marrone. Chargers fire Anthony Lynn. Mm-hmm. Do you notice? I mean, does that change anything? Do you notice anything about that differently? How media kind of changes the wording depending on the coach and maybe what background the coach is.
I don't know what you mean.
Anthony Lynn's the only black coach that got fired.
Say that.
I'm not saying sugarcoat. I'm just saying I was trying to leave it open for discussion.
No. Let's say what it is, because that is exactly what it is.
Yeah, that
and
was.
And love has the verbiage always is different for when it comes to me.
And it's always a picture. It's always a picture.
And it's always, yeah.
Picture, and they
yeah,
got
old
fired.
That's
and...
what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love the spin.
I just was like, really? Is that how we're doing it?
Kind of knew that he was going to be gone.
Well, we did. And they needed that.
That Adam Gase was fired. It was no parting ways that he got fired too. Let's say they all got fired. And John Elway got his position removed from being GM of the Broncos as well, adding to that. Do you think these Bills and the Chiefs are going to be the ones to face off in the end when it's all said and done for the AFC?
I don't know who can stop the Bills right now as far as in the – I mean, I don't think the Colts can do it.
Colts aren't going to beat them this Sunday.
No, I mean, between – it's just – but here's the deal is playoff – Josh Allen the same as regular season Josh Allen, because last year he couldn't do it, but then he didn't have Stephen Diggs.
He didn't have Stephon Diggs either. Mm-hmm. That man is a monster. Yeah, he can do it. He can do it.
I'm pulling for him.
I'm pulling for him too. I'm not by far a fan of Kansas City at all. They're in my division. Why would I want that to go back to the Super Bowl again? But we probably can see the writing on the wall. Possibly could happen. But it would be nice if I saw a Bills team or something replace that and go. And we will know. We'll know for sure on Sunday for sure. If they blow out the Colts, which I have a sneaking suspicion they can, and they will. Mm-hmm. nice doing business with you, Phil Rivers. All good. But you're not. I think it's time you're probably going to hang up the cleats. I think he did mention, too, if he doesn't win this game, that he was retiring, that he was going to be done.
Who was?
Phil Rivers.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Well, there was another thing, too, about Fitzgerald, that someone said, that, like, one of the DT had posted a picture with him, was like, last game playing with my guy, see him in Canton. So that could have been Larry's last game.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Well, we were waiting to see him get goodbye in Cardinal land. It's been time.
Yeah.
It's been time.
It's.
But these, man, this. Shout out to the Let the Ball Bounce Ministries. You guys took my money.
Oh.
The Pick'ems. I did not win. Shout out to Darren Nixon. He was the winner.
So Dre
came out of nowhere.
Bruce and Dre couldn't even win their own league. Huh?
Well, I think what messed it up is the weeks you pick your byes. I never got a bye week because it started late with these guys. But I think also too was me missing a week of pick'ems along with Dre. We missed a whole week of picking. And that put me back down even further. I think I ended in sixth place this time around out of 10. When I was at third place.
I mean, that's not bad. One week, first time playing with.
Yeah. But 1 week of not playing any picks, that's what kicks you down. And Darren came back. Like, I don't even know where he came from. He just was on fire. I think he only got one wrong in the last game of week 17. I think he either got one or two wrong. But shout out to him. He wins. I got to cash up you your money. You took my money.
You know? All I got is this measly belt. No money. But I would take my belt happily. It's a reflection in it that I can check myself out in. No.
And shout out to the girls fantasy league. I mean, I'm out. I have to tap out on that. I think I ended in sixth on that one too, I think.
Natalie got third. I think Heather was second. And then
good job for Heather for her first time at the gates.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Very impressive.
Really good. Very impressive. Come back to us next season.
I know. So one of the things that there's two games that I'm suspicious about. It's the Browns and Steelers Titans.
Me too. Right?
Browns and Steelers. So they just played each other.
Right.
Granted.
No Big Ben.
No Big Ben. And they had a couple other players that were missing as well. Yeah. But also the Browns had no wide receivers.
Right.
So now we go into the second, like they're literally playing back-to-back weekends. Big Ben is back. Okay. And then now the head coach for the Browns is gone though. And this is what I think is crucial. Like he's really brought this team to get to where it's going. It's not just Baker or the defense or whatever you want to call it, but the head coach has done good.
He's done really good, but here's the thing. You've got to face the fact that Baker Mayfield going to be able to play under pressure. This is one of the things that he lacks in his quarterback abilities. Can you play this game under some immense amount of pressure? And that's what we're going to see. That's going to be all telling as far as Baker Mayfield goes, in my opinion.
But he's had pressure too, playing in college. I mean, if everybody wants to talk about how these quarterbacks are in college, at least add Baker to the discussion, because he played well under pressure in college.
This is the pros.
Again, I understand. I totally get it. But there's other people out there that want to address the lacks of other quarterbacks or players when they were doing so well in college to the pros. Well, they also had different teams too, but yeah. I really just want the Browns to win because 18 years, no playoffs, right. 26 years, no playoff win. That's a long time. That's like marriage.
We know this. The Browns, this is monumental for them. And I would love to see them advance. I still ask the question, is Baker going to be able to play under pressure, regardless of his skills in college or not? He does not read plays. He doesn't read the field. Your head coach is not there. You do have an OC. What are you going to do with Big Ben and those Steelers?
I think it's like the special teams coach or wide receivers coach that's coaching him. I'm like, no,
that's going to be interesting. That's going to be very interesting. I would like to see the Brownies pull it off as well.
Well, then you got TJ Watt, too. And that boy has.
Yeah.
The Watts family, man.
But it's going to be a realistic man's game. It's going to be serious now to see your quarterback worth, honestly, in this game. And I think he's done a tremendous job bringing, with the help of, even as much as I can't stand him, done a tremendous job bringing them to the level that they're at right now. But is he that level when it comes to postseason? And that's what we're going to find out and see.
And what Steelers are we going to see? Are we going to see the Steelers that have played the last 4 weeks? Or are we going to
see, I don't think so.
The first 11 to 12 weeks? I mean,
yeah. But I think they, I think that's a stronger answer that can be had. I think it's favored in the sports book right now that the Steelers are minus six or something, or was it minus? Last night when I checked, I thought it was minus.
Let me look right now.
Look and see.
Yeah,
I could be wrong. I'm always wrong with the numbers. But let me know how close it is. I know your Rams and Seahawks are very like a toss up. I think you got some crazy crap.
It's 3.5.
Seahawks. 3.5. Okay, so that's 3.5 for Seahawks. Okay, that's what you guys always have.
It's six Steelers. Six,
yeah, minus six. So I'm just saying, is Baker Mayfield ready for this? And I hope he is.
I hope. I here's the deal. You've been waiting this long. This is happening. Like, get out there and make it happen.
Yeah. Do what you got to do.
There's no excuse.
I want to see it. I want to see if he can do it. Because what he did this season was a tryout for his job when he was getting flack early in the few weeks of football of him not playing up to the certain level that they were threatening his job. He proved them wrong by doing and making those changes that he needed to make. And now we're going to see in the postseason. So they'll definitely keep him. It's not like they could get rid of this guy. It would be stupid to do that. Mm-hmm. However, I want to see what he does in a pressure situation of a wild card like this, because they weren't expecting that either.
Mm-mm.
So.
But the Steelers have been so iffy the last month. Like, that's the time to turn it up, and they've been turning it down.
Well, the guys have been broken too. They've all gotten hurt like severely. Like, it's just all been a breakdown.
They are going to be at home. So yeah, that's one thing. That's good. But then I don't know if they have, I know the Bills that get to have fans for their playoff game. I don't know if the Steelers have fans.
Yeah. And this is that rivalry team thing too. So we'll see. It's going to be, that's going to be a great game to watch. It really is.
I'm excited to just be watching football all weekend.
Yeah.
But then
I just was over it with the Raiders. I was just so done with them after week 16 that I was like, I don't care. We're out. It doesn't matter to me.
At least anymore. You left with the win.
Yeah, 8-8. 7-9 last season.
If you were the NFC East, you could have won the division.
Right. There you go. There you go. Maybe we need to reevaluate that. Las Vegas, can you just consider yourselves East? We have a New York property. Can we represent that as the East? No.
Okay. I mean, let's take a quick Raiders timeout then. Your boy, Josh Jacobs.
Why do you want to, bring this up about him? In the
I just had to, because
you want to bring this up about the Trulies.
I just don't. I don't understand. In this day and age, we're in an Uber and Lyft. Like,
yes, absolutely.
And I'm only hypothesizing that he was going to either pick somebody up or drop someone off, because you're in the airport connector. No one just drives to the airport connector for no reason. I mean, you're going most likely to the airport. Why wouldn't that person that you're picking up or dropping off just lifted, or you lifted with them? If you're that, it's 4:30 in the morning and your ass is drunk.
How many Trulies did you drink, Josh?
And it wasn't like you got you hit a wall three most Trulies. Likely, because it was only you in the accident.
So maybe he got dropped off at the airport from his car. He was out all night with the guys and coming back. Was that what it was? And he still chose to get around.
Learned in 2021 to
no one has. No one has. Apparently not.
And here's the deal. I'm not getting upset with him. I'm not getting upset with him for drinking. He had a season. Season's over with. They're done. Get out there, party, do whatever. But the one thing that you should be able to do is get home. And not drive if you drive.
You should have your own driver at this point. You're Josh Jacobs.
You could call a million people to come
get
you.
Even if you have a goon squad, you have a squad that can come and get you and roll you around. You would not have to worry. Just be responsible. I mean, this goes for the same message for the UNLV basketball player. These are cautionary tales of, one, you're
it's
not
a Vegas life.
But it's that, but it's just that it's just, so irresponsible. So irresponsible.
This is now going
to
affect him to where he may have a sanction from the NFL.
He may be suspended a few games early in the season. I mean, it's so you don't think about your actions at all and the rippling effect that this causes.
Who are you with, and why wasn't no one else able to drive you?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like he was probably dropped off to his car from partying from a loss of
your car. It wasn't at the airport. Your car was not in the economy parking lot. It was nowhere.
Where was
parking.
It
was not in the valet.
Where was it?
It was, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know either.
But where are you out at until 4:30 in the morning? Because nothing is open.
I don't even have those kind of questions. I don't even care about all that. All I care is, why would you choose to drink three Trulies and get faded off of a low percentage alcohol, three Trulies, and then decide that it's okay, that you're still fine to get behind the wheel? Those Trulies sneak up on you. I mean, you just don't drink anything. You have one drink. If you get pulled over and they tell you, oh, how many drinks did you have? If you have one, that's cause.
No way.
Do not drink. You didn't see Twitter? You didn't see Twitter going off about the Trulies? Oh, yeah. You need to get on Twitter. I'm sorry. But Trulies, really? Okay, so the fact that that was just so irresponsible and just so detrimental to the org.
You can't blame it anymore on age or just blowing
off. No, that's no excuse. You're a grown adult.
That's a reason to go get drunk. Yeah, sure.
A bigger salary than some professional people that are my age or older. I don't want to hear it. You need to be responsible. You are now a face of a franchise. You represent a city. You need to know that do better. That is not okay. It is just not okay. And being in Vegas, you're going to see probably as we open up or when the future holds, more antics like that. Because like I've always said, when the Miami Dolphins are in Miami, that's a party city. Yeah. You're going to hear stories like this. But they've got to understand that there's going to be penalties coming from this. And you've got to learn a lesson. And think about all the people who've lost loved ones to the hands of, you know, driving under the influence, and those that have been on the side of it. It is a very expensive fine. It is something that I would never want to relive. It would be one of those things that you just have to know to be responsible. Lyft Uber saves you so much money to what it's too easy because people are arrogant, Mel, and they think that they can still do what they do. I'm an athlete. I weigh this. I can handle my leg.
I mean, that's one thing. If it happened,
you know, I don't want to get.
Wasn't an Uber or a Lyft readily available, I mean, here's the deal: there was a time where there was no Lyft and Uber,
but
and
now it's prevalent. I'm sorry.
But now it's everywhere.
They're everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. Now it's everywhere. There's no reason for you not to be able
arrogance. Arrogance. I can still get behind my wheel and drive my car. I am arrogant enough to do that, and that's wrong. The egos and the arrogance and the immaturity.
We are happy that he is okay, that it was only him in the incident. And hopefully he got
it. It's a lesson learned. And now you become the spokesperson for drinking. Please, something. You get damage control is on this. They've got to fix it. And we don't know what's going to happen after this case. And the same with that Bishop Gorman player, the same thing. It's devastating. I mean, career's over. Chances of doing anything over. You just recklessly, carelessly took it upon yourself and selfishly thought that you could do this act with being under the influence. I don't get it. I don't get it either. We just won a game. Josh Jacobs just got awarded all these yards again. And he got some Trulies. Over Trulies? Trulies.
I just think the 2020 was not the Raiders year either. Like you had the COVID.
I wasn't expecting it to be.
But the, you know.
I wasn't expecting it to be, but this is just, you just gotta be responsible, kid. You gotta be responsible. And I'm sure he's learned this lesson, but you gotta be responsible. Yeah. Cause that could have cost his life or in somebody else's. You just don't think about that stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So we'll see what NFL does. Make sure you lifted Uber now.
Right. And so hopefully we'll get more news about it. Like, of course, Raider Camp isn't speaking on it. Gruden had a press conference, really didn't say much on it. Just knows that he said that Josh Jacobs was okay. Right. We'll see what the NFL throws down after that. But like next season, just know going forward, we may not have Josh our first couple of weeks of football in the new season, which I saw the new schedule for 2021. We're definitely going to need him. Well, shout out to Donnell.
Yeah.
We're going to need him. And so we just have to wait and see. 2021, y'all. All the smoke. Everybody still want to just act a fool.
I mean, here's the deal. And that's
it is Rona. And then you're out in this a pandemic. You're out in the streets at 4 in the morning in a pandemic. Like, what is wrong with you guys?
That's my whole point, though, is that this happens the night after your last game. What's happening in April when stuff might be open and there's pool parties and there's other stuff happening? What if you can't control it now in season, granted the last game, you're not going to be able to control it when you're not in season or going to practice or whatever and showing up this. It's time to get a grip. Like,
shout out to the rest of the Raiders that were at Top Golf this past Sunday. kicking it. Darren Waller and Devin Booker and all of them were kicking in. So while Josh was laid up and in the gym,
maybe he was the at boys Top Golf.
No, it was later on Sunday that day. It was later on that day. It was
because after you had to take the airport connector to leave on Paradise from Top Golf. You know, right? Like for him to go back towards Henderson from Top Golf, he'd have to get on that airport connector on Paradise.
Well, he wasn't in any of the pictures that I saw, so I don't know if he was there. Maybe they purposely didn't want to post it.
Exactly.
Hey, I have to get to the bottom of it. I'll figure it out.
Natalie's trying to give excuses for going out during COVID.
But there's nothing to do, Natalie. And why would you want to half step yourself being out? Like, if I can't kick it 100%, like how I like to kick
or
it,
go to your people's house, get messed up, and
don't even go to your people's house. That's where everybody's getting it from, hanging out with people. Like, stop it. Yeah, I know you're kidding. It's all bad, right? Just chill. You pay money for your home, right? And you don't want to be in it. The money you're spending, you don't want to be in.
Look.
Live out on the street then. Like, why not want to be in and enjoy your house? You're paying for it right now. Enjoy the labors of your house. Do some things around the house. Everybody picked up a project during the quarantine. House is
pretty nice.
Do that, huh? Absolutely. Absolutely. No question.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so I had to bring that up because I was still not getting it. I was like,
Truly, you guys.
Hey, but no joke. You know, I don't drink, but I did have like a mango. I was like, ooh, a mango Truly? Let me just try it because, you know, I love mango. And I took a few sips and was like, okay, I can't. Like, I can't.
225 guy drinking.
But they are pretty. They feel like they got a little punch to them, those Truly.
Yeah, they do. Just do the right thing. Shout out to Josh Jacobs, number 123357, inmate number.
I was going to try and look
up his inmate number.
Oh, my goodness.
Posting up
the
inmate number. I love it. No, that's funny. That is funny. But he's out of line for that. And it's like you got your little Acurol dinged up, your little hot rod. What's it called?
I don't know what it was.
Hot Wheels, your little Hot Wheels toy car. You got your car all smashed up. Like, what the heck, man? Why would you do that?
Against the wall or so. I mean, not to mention the speed limit in that connector is 35 miles an hour. You can't do damage like that going 35 miles
an hour. He was hitting corners, and I wonder what he was listening to.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was hitting the corners. Truly had him. Truly was like.
Truly took the wheel.
Woo! Okay. Woo! Woo! Hot Wheels.
Happy New Year, y'all. You're listening to Girls Chat Sports.
Yes. Happy New Year.
We are back. There's no guests on the show. We go crazy.
We do go crazy. We just talk. We love it, though. Yeah. We appreciate everybody joining the chat, too, for the New Year's. Anything else? But I knew you were going to bring my Josh Jacobs. So let me just mention Von Miller. Let me go into the AFC West with that. So apparently Von Miller has a chick that apparently tried to reach out to him to let him know she was pregnant. And he basically, in so many words, said, I'm blocking you until you can terminate this pregnancy. This is not happening. So he basically is a savage saying, get rid of the baby. I'm getting rid of you. And put it in such strong context of the egregiousness and of saying it. It was just so kind of visceral. Very nasty.
Like, you laid up with her.
Basically, so. F those kids. I don't want anything to do with you. Or, like, yes. And she, of course, put it all on Twitter, too. And I don't know what else happened after that. I didn't get to follow up too much more because
I saw a couple of people screenshot it. And, like, he was talking about, you know, people always want to come out the woodwork and this is not true and that's fake news. And I'm like,
ain't nothing fake about that. You said what you said.
But don't realize it's watch who you lay down with. These women don't give zero about
it.
They will never learn. They don't ever want to respect your privacy. They want your money.
These men will never learn.
Man.
Can't trust a big body smile.
It's social media age. Like, back in the day before social media, you'd have that gripe and it would be between you and maybe a few homies because that's all you could talk about it. But now, they're going to take it public. Why wouldn't they? They can let everybody know that follows you what a dirty scumbag you are and what you really be like on the it's a different world these days.
BBD tried to warn folks, and now this new generation doesn't know who BBD is, so they can't even reference Poison to know.
Yeah, man, you gotta watch those IG models.
Yeah, you do. You gotta watch those IG models all day. But they know they're Poison. They still want to bite the apple. Go for it, Adam. Do what you do.
Wear a condom, at least. Come on.
Be responsible. Yeah, truly is a Four Loko in disguise. Man, he went low.
That's too much.
This little guy was in that Hot Wheels car.
I cannot.
He was in his little Hot Wheels.
The Four Lokos are poison.
They are. Now, Four Lokos probably would have done more damage to him in that car. That would have been dangerous if he probably had. And I've never had Four Lokos before. I could never get in it. Yep. Win IG model games. You win IG model prizes all day and twice on Sunday. Hey, listen.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Everybody's got to come up some kind of way. And these guys are still tapping in.
Von Miller
is just another. And then,
he clearly is not husband material or baby daddy material for that matter.
Right.
I don't know.
And then, Kanye. So Kanye and Kim.
Wait, first of all, please get College Dropout Kanye back. Like, if the divorce happens, like, at least give us the old Kanye.
I don't think that's coming back. I don't think that's coming back to us. Cosmetics guru moved to Wyoming. Kanye and Kim are divorcing. Kanye's in Wyoming.
What cosmetic guru?
There's a cosmetic guru that's amazingly blown up, you know, IG. He's blown up all over the place. And yes. And so he moved to Wyoming and Kanye moved to Wyoming. And now there's speculation that something around their relationship has surrounded the divorce of Kim and Kanye. We'll see
Kanye in like a pride parade or something?
Possibly, or just in denial of, you know, I don't know why this cosmetic person moved to Wyoming, but he's out there. And
I wonder if it was one of Kim's cosmetic people, because that'd be a real backstabber.
No, it's not our brand, actually. This guy is a mogul. He has his own brand. He's the same cosmetics guru. And the only reason I'm bringing it up this way is sports related, because he's also called out certain NBA players for chapping into his DMs as well, checking for him too. So... This is going to be very interesting. That's why I said 2021 is bringing all kinds of smoke and different kind of things going on. And I just have to sit back with my popcorn or my martini or my
but here's the deal.
Water and see what's going on.
Divorces for Kim. Is anybody going to stop? Like, can you just realize the Kardashians are a curse?
Which athlete is she going to end up with next? Is she going to say, I made a mistake messing with musical guys? I need to go back to where I know. Athlete thing.
Does that mean we're going to see a bunch more TNA on Instagram now because she'll be back to being single?
I don't know, but you know, this is a twice divorced woman, and I'm sure there are
about to be three
times, yeah, that she's going to be, yeah.
I can,
it's gonna be interesting. I have to say this gossip because we're just on the show, you know, chatting.
Wait, look. Nally says because he's fixing his job.
Who is?
Kanye.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Probably. And for everybody else out there, it is now Wednesday. We can talk about this. We've never talked about it on our show. Going forward, we have to talk about the last episode of Power.
I didn't watch it.
Never mind. We'll talk to you guys next week about the last episode of Power. Huh?
I know.
Where are you on that?
I got the one episode from Sunday. That's it. I just got to watch that.
Oh, this past episode.
Because what I've done is I binged the Bridgertons on my vacation, which is almost like soft porn at some point, but it was a good show. It was...
I haven't watched it yet. I know it's number two.
It's good. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you about the Duke of what is it? The Duke of, I forgot what his thing is, but yeah.
Oh, everybody's in love with that brother.
Yeah, until I found out that he was 5'10".
Oh, that did it for you.
And then I looked at his, then I had to stalk his Instagram a little bit and realized that some of his pictures, I was a little bit questionable, I guess.
Now that new Bachelor's tall.
I haven't watched
the one that went to Wake Fair, the Wake Forest. They, so ABC has now have the first Black male Bachelor on there. Oh. And his debut was Sunday night. And apparently, I think he played for Wake Forest in football. I believe he's 6'3". He lives out of New York. He has this business about food distribution for kids, ABC Foods or something like that. It's his company. And yeah, on paper, sounds good. Haven't really been watching it.
But why are you on the debut? I don't know. I don't watch it.
He's 6'3".
That's like my mom watches. My mom will literally tell me to call the back because she's watching The Bachelor or Bachelorette. Yeah,
there's a tall guy, though. There's a tall guy out there. And shout out to Natasha Gransberry. I got to see Natasha.
Oh, you saw her when she was here?
Yes, she came to visit me at Nordstrom and gave me some business. I appreciate that. And she was having her discussion on the tall guy thing and her, you know,
I love her posts.
Needing the tall guys, and you know, and she's like, "Bo, I didn't peg you to be as tall as you were. You never really expressed how you feel about the tall guys." And hey, I like the tall guys too, but I'm not. It's not a deal breaker.
You're not like me and her.
You can't be too short, like a Sean.
But you're okay under 6. I mean, you could do it.
I'm comfortable with that. I get uncomfortable if it's shorter than me. Yeah. Like a Sean. Sean is a little too short. And if I put my heels on, I guess I could think I'm a model and you're this short guy. I mean, that's the only benefit I see of it. But for the most part, you know, I would love a taller guy. I love seeing looking up, you know. If I was shorter, I'd probably be okay with this, and I have a problem with the 5'9" and the 5'7" guy.
Well, that's the point. If we were shorter, it would be easier, but we're not.
It would. And I graduated high school very short. I didn't expect to sprout out. I was a little person when I graduated. I was 5 foot when I left high school. Who knew I was going to shot up? Yes, I was 5 foot. You look at your eyes. You didn't know, right? Yeah, you didn't know. I was 5 foot.
No idea.
5 foot in high school. When I graduated, No. I was a shorty. And I got my height. And that whole time I was fighting for the height because all my friends were taller because they played volleyball and other sports and stuff. They were all tall. And I got my height. I got my wish. I was as short as my mom.
Look at you.
Right
Look
there with
you.
Her growing Aww. Up. And now I'm
talking to Jose. Make
What's
sure
up, Zay?
His show.
Happy
his
New Year.
Coming on soon, I think, because we came on late. So I know.
Yeah, and shout out to him having Mike Tice on there. That was a great, great episode of your show. Mike Tice was former Raider coordinator back in the day. To have him on the show, I met Mike a couple times, and he's a very nice guy. I've been trying to get him on. He hasn't answered my little tweeter. I met his son and everything at the UFC fight, and I met him at another UFC fight. Very nice guy, though. And so shout out to you. You had him on the show, and it was a great episode. And hopefully we could talk to Mike, too, one of these days.
Let's circle back a little bit back to playoffs because we got sidetracked by
Oh, yeah. I had to just throw that little gossip in there.
No, I love all the gossip.
I was living it for today. I was just like,
you see me sitting here just sipping on tea. Like,
right. This is just today. Like, this is just all coming out today.
But back to the Titans and Ravens. Are the Titans going to outpower and over and outdo the Ravens again this year like they did last year?
I don't think so. Have you seen Lamar's arm?
But Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry is that guy. He is, but I can't count out the Ravens just yet.
And they got to go to Tennessee, too.
Ooh. Well, that could be tough. But I still think Baltimore, I think this is their year.
I don't know.
I'm just I think they got off the monkey. I think they were in the nervous notch freshman thing of Lamar Jackson last season. I think he's now gotten acclimated to know what to expect going into a postseason. And I think he'll be ready. That's my opinion.
I mean, I would hope for Lamar and his career that they can do well. At least he got to show face and do well for the team. Whether they win, he needs to get that win. But the same time is like this Titans team. I mean,
yeah,
it's going to be a high scoring game no matter what because defenses on both sides are a little shaky.
It is. I'm sorry.
But Derrick Henry? I mean, 2,000 yards in one season. That's like.
And keep in mind, last season was all Harbaugh's fault for the Ravens not advancing because he had rested your players that week before and then you got into this postseason. So you got to make it up to this franchise, this organization, and you need to make it up to Lamar. And I think, like I said, they will. I think it's going to be a tough one. It'll probably be a ticket bust game if you bet on it. I probably wouldn't touch that.
I'm going to take the over. I think it's going to be
high. Yeah, you think it's going to be high? I don't know. I
think it's going to be high.
What do you think the total score? You think 45? Both will
be averaging like over 30-some points a game. So if even if the over is like 55, I mean, that's I'd take that.
Okay.
That's me, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take the over for the Seattle and the Rams game.
Oh, I wouldn't touch that. I wouldn't touch that ticket either. I think I'd check the ones that are definitely solid contenders of knowing going like that Bears game I touch, and I touch that Buffalo game. I'm not playing with any of the Steelers and Cleveland. That's too close to call, I feel like. And even Titans and Ravens and even you guys in the Rams. I just can't touch those. I just don't. I wouldn't put them in a 10-foot pole. Too scary. You just don't know what you're going to get with these guys.
And then Washington and the Bucks. So defense against Tom Brady. I mean, are they going to – they're obviously –
that's another one.
They're going to give Brady more trouble than he's probably had only because the defense. The offense
And they're playing this in Washington, right?
Yes, which was surprising to me because I forgot they won their division. So, of course, they're going to them. And because I was seeing people post about, oh, they're not going to, you know, delay the game because of what happened in Washington today. And I was like, they're not in Washington. It's going to be, oh, that's right. They won the division.
Yeah, they won the division. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was going to be Washington. Yeah. They're not delaying their game. Of course not. No, that's not going to happen.
Oh, here comes our resident team hopper. Natalie.
I'm ignoring this. This is the first time she's tapped in, and I don't know how long she got to talk about her.
Well, give her a pass. She hasn't been on social media.
Yeah, they're Tom Brady. You still with Brady? Brady's still your boy?
She's not sure what she wants to do in life. You know,
no, giant, she doesn't. She's all over the map with her chairs. Yeah, she doesn't know what she wants to do. She really doesn't. It's too funny. I love it, though.
2021, she'll figure it out.
Yeah, she will. It's cool. Nat, you're still good with it.
And of course, it's the Bears Saints. I don't think that's going to be a hard one.
Yeah, I picked the Saints all day on that one.
Yeah.
I picked the Saints on that.
Okay, so now we have to tap back a little bit because Nate chimed in. He says, the way that you feel about men and height, it should be okay the way that men feel about women and their weight. I don't have a problem if guys can feel however they want about a woman's weight. I mean, if it's up to the woman if they want to do, you know, what they want to do with their body. If they want... The thing about height is you can't change height. Weight, you can change. So if you're not liking a person because of their weight, then, you know, they can go work out. They can do whatever. You could still like that person. If it's about height, they can't change their height. I may think you're cool, but you still ain't going to have a chance if you under 6 feet tall, no matter how sweet or whatever. I'm just saying. It's just.
I feel like men are so superficial of what they want. That we have done so much of laying down, getting the hair, the butt, the lips, the this, the that, all for the superficiality of men. So for us to merely suggest a preference of height, I see no problem with this and wonder why men are so up in arms. Yeah,
you can have your preference too. I don't care.
They have their preference. What you talking about? They are the most, they have their preferences. They know what they like.
And the things that if a woman and is mad at you for then change what you're doing or don't deal with those kind of people. I don't know.
You can get mad at us for having the same type of what we want.
I don't think he's asking a question.
No, I'm just saying in general men. I'm not talking about Nate.
Right.
I'm not saying Nate. I'm saying men that get all up in arms about the height thing.
Oh, and then
say you're being too picky, this, that, and you guys are picky. Want this, you want that, you gotta do this, you gotta be this. Really? I hear it all the time.
All the time.
And I don't give you guys no flack for it. If that's what you want, that's what you want. And if you guys are listening to Kevin Samuels out there, he's really telling them, the women.
What do you say?
He's telling them, what are you with your makeup, without your makeup? He was the one that got in the controversy.
Can I just say one thing? I love Joy Taylor. I love Joy Taylor top to bottom. But today she posted a video of her before the show or something, or the herd. And her lip liner went out like this to where I was like, who are you? Like, what are you doing? Like, I am so beyond done with the lip liner being way above and around your lips. Just, I don't know what the point of that is. You already have full lips. Why are you doing it more? It drives me crazy.
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
But Joy is a black woman too. Yeah. And a lot of us are taking these sacrifices of lightening our skin, throwing in the blonde hair, doing all these things for the standard of beauty, if you will, or what men think is objectifyingly beautiful, because you hear them complimented all the time.
Well,
y'all got your preferences. You guys have your Instagram, what you're looking for.
I was just like, and I love her. I think
you love your IG models. You know, you do all this.
She's got her shit together.
I love Joy. I think Joy is great. I just never noticed the eyelid.
I was mad that she went that
route. I didn't know that that was a trend. I would have to look into it. I mean, I do lip liner, but I do it right on the edge of my lips. Like, I've never done over. But if there's a new trend of it going over.
Yeah, because they also like to make it round. Like, you know how you usually would line your lips, how it has like a little indention, but they like to make it like round and I don't know. It's not.
I don't know. I just know that would be the worst luck for me. It probably wouldn't work out for me because it looked like I've been drinking red Kool-Aid. So I can't do that.
So it's not like I just can't
go over my mouth, because if I do that, then I look even more clownish.
Welcome to Girl Chat Lipstick. And
yeah, right.
For tuning in.
Yeah, I didn't know she was doing that. I mean,
she usually doesn't, but it was just today's picture. Whoever's watching, you can look on Joy's IG. I just
maybe
was like, all of her makeup, it looked like someone did her makeup, did it poorly. It looked like it was like almost like drag makeup. Like, it was just so overly done. I was like, what happened? I don't know. Where do you think Eric Bellamy's going to go?
Good question. I don't know.
Because we've been talking throughout the season.
Where's Cam going to go?
About how he needs a job, how he deserves to have a head coaching job.
Eric Bellamy needs to go somewhere. He definitely needs to go somewhere. Where's Cam Newton going to go?
I don't think anybody.
Or is he going to go anywhere?
I think he'll go somewhere, but I think it's going to be kind of like how this season was, how like the whole QB market kind of went through its thing, and then he got picked up towards the end. I think someone will pick him up, but I don't think anyone's going after him.
I don't even know if he's going to get picked up, to be honest with you.
I think he'll get picked up. But
you think so? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's such a problem.
Well, he also had a crappy team, too, this year.
Patriots. You know how long it took for the Patriots to sign him on? We were darn near getting ready to start the season.
Well, they had no quarterback. And then
and it was like their back was against the wall taking this guy. Now that they are not re-signing him, who else is going to take him? When no teams were sticking up in the meeting saying we want him.
I know.
That's what I'm curious about. Is he going to land another job?
I'm interested to know.
I would love to see it happen.
We shall see how the offseason plays out, but let's not rush things, because we still got a few weeks left of this season I'm holding on to dear tight. Also, next week our hockey is back.
Yes, it is.
Season opener is on Wednesday, and our Vegas Golden Knights play their season home opener on Thursday against the Ducks. Although I am a little unintrigued by the season, only because we're playing the same teams in our division like 8 times. Like, we're not going out of our divisional bubble, which
that's okay.
It's like, do you want to watch the Lakers and the Clippers play 8 times for the whole season?
Oh, I want it all day. And I want us to mercifully beat them up every single time they play.
It would just be nice to see them playing the other.
Oh, I get it. But yeah. We always looking for a Clipper defeat. You know, we always go look for that. But yeah, to your point, it's interesting. But at the same time, I think this is something that the team needs to do. And they got to do it. And this may be our chance to go to Stanley Cup territory. I'm all for it.
Get back in it.
Now we know, you know, one of our players did retire, you know, Derek Eklund and all of that. He's out and he's working with the organization and stuff. So, I look forward to seeing what kind of trades are going to happen within the season too, of who's going where, how Fleury is going to go in this system, how that dynamic's going. Yeah. So I'm curious with it. Let's go. Yeah.
But we do have a couple, we definitely have some girl power stuff before we get into our picks for Wildcard Weekend, because we are pushing that hour now.
Yeah.
Thank you all for tuning in. We appreciate you. So Bianca Smith, hired as minor league coach, becomes the first
for the Red Sox.
Red Sox minor league team. That's amazing. Yeah.
Coming from the days of Marshot.
Man, I'm so excited for that. I'm also excited for, so we had talked about Renee Montgomery before, back when the season was starting in the bubble, because she decided to opt out this season and to work with during for social injustice. She played for the Dream. Right. I'm sure all the Atlanta Dream team right now is throwing up their hands and dancing up the street. Shout out to Georgia. Shout out to Georgia. Because we appreciate y'all for, man, hard work, putting in hard work and getting that state blue. But Renee, she actually is the first and only, as of now, part owner of the new FCL, the Fan Controlled Sports League. Nice. And is going to be one of the owners for the Beast team, which is one that Marshawn Lynch is
nice.
As well. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool too. Women's stories.
That's very good. That's awesome. That's the excellence of women. That's that girl power, honey, all day.
They're amazing. They're amazing. So last week's picks, we were tied. So right now we're at 6-7-2 for the season. I have 6 wins. You have 7 wins. We're tied with 2. So as of right now, you're winning. You're winning for the season for our pick-ems. Congratulations.
I'm winning something. Thank God.
But we'll see. I might have a way to tie it up this week. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Okay, so we got the Colts at Buffalo. I'm going Buffalo.
Of course. I'm going that too.
And then the Rams at Seattle, of course.
I'm going to go against you and say the Rams just to make it interesting.
Okay.
Even though
it's viable with this.
3.5. That's what your guys spread all the time. Oh, yeah.
Good one. I think we talked about it last week.
Oh, yeah. Natalie. We talked about it last week. With Becky Hammond. Yeah, we mentioned Becky Hammond. See, that's why, Natalie, we love that you're back into the thing with us. Yeah, we talked about that last week at you. I thought you watch our shows after we record them.
I thought you were still watching the rewind.
I thought, yeah, you know. You're busted. I thought you was watching us. You didn't have to watch us in real time. I thought you were watching us after the live
or
podcast.
Listening. Listening.
You're still listening. Oh, you're busted now. Okay. We got you. I got you.
Bucks to Washington.
I'm going to go with the Bucks. I'm going with Tampa Bay on this.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like they're going to give him some heat, but they feel like in the long run, I don't think you can out-heat Brady and the Bucks at the moment.
Yeah, Ron Rivera, I think you're amazing. You know, what you did with the North Carolina and all that is great, but right now, and then Dwayne Haskins, right?
Yeah, it's gone. But there is a funny story that I read that I think it was like 5 years ago, the Panthers, coached by Ron Rivera, were went against the Cardinals and Bruce Arians, and he actually beat the Cardinals, who were favored to win.
Okay.
So
you never know with this Bucs thing. That same energy could be possible, yeah. But I'm going to go with Tampa Bay.
Me too. Okay. So Baltimore at Titans.
I'm rolling with Baltimore. We just go opposite on that. You go with Derrick Henry. I'm going to go with Baltimore. We're going to see what he does.
Chicago with the Saints. I think we're both picking the Saints.
Yeah.
Cleveland at Pittsburgh.
Ooh. I'm going to go with the Browns. I'm going to put some faith behind Baker.
What? Okay. Yeah, we're both going with the Browns.
I want my friends in Ohio to be happy. Shout out to the people from Ohio, the Brownie fans and boy Alex.
Right now, so you they got to.
They and I'm gonna butter it up to Alex. I'm gonna be nice because he gifted me with nice little Nike reward stuff, you know, for my little kicks. So I appreciate you. So I'm gonna roll with your brownies, Alex, for you. And then Batman always looks out. You know, I gotta be nice. Let me be nice in 2021. I said I was gonna be nice this year. That's my resolution. So I'm being nice. I'm gonna say Browns.
Okay, I'm rolling with the Browns too.
Yeah.
You know, I want them to do so. Anyways,
yeah, I would like to see history be made. Like, it's been too long for them.
Way too long.
Yeah.
And let 2021 be the year.
The tribe has already done something.
Yeah.
The basketball team has already done something. Let's see if the football team can do something.
Time to make it happen.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, y'all. Well, we are officially in 2021. We appreciate you for tuning in. Please make sure that you like and subscribe, share. It's on Twitter. It's on YouTube. It's on Facebook Live. You can find us on everything. At Girl Chat Sports. There's a Linktree link in our Instagram. Say hi, say hello. Don't forget, I got my put it on. I had it in my lap this whole time. My navy beanie to go with
Natasha wanted a beanie. So I'm wearing my Girl Chat tee. We have these still available. Natasha wanted a beanie too, and I have no beanies. I was like, I'm so sorry. I totally could have got you a beanie. Yeah. And giving it right there to her. But that's all right. We got you, Tasha girl. We got you.
Oh yeah, we'll mail that one to
get
her.
You a beanie.
I know, I felt I was gone. Anyways, you all have a great rest of your week. We'll be back next week to go over the wild card winners and discuss the final weeks of the NFL.
Mel's gonna have a meltdown, but it's okay. You're gonna be fine. We got basketball now.
Okay. And my Bulls are 4-4, right?
Yeah, so, your Bulls are 4-4. Hey.
500, I'll take it.
Let's take it. Take it.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Make sure to share and share a like, and we will see you next week.
Yep. Peace out, y'all. Peace out. 2020.